Veronica London was born in Mexico City, Mexico, and was raised in Toronto, Canada. She made her first TV appearance in 2009 on HBO's Lingerie as Cindy and on Showtime's Body Language. Also in 2009, Veronica appeared in 7 musical videos as the lead role for a variety of different musical genres. And she also co-hosted for a series called Damage Control on Toro TV. Later, she was named the Megan Fox of Hollywood North by Maxim magazine, which allowed for international exposure. In addition to film, she is also the face of MMA clothing line Bombshell and Cha-Cha Cosmetics. Here today to talk about a previous movie that she just put out, Searching for Angels, and also an upcoming film that she's working on called No One Will Notice. We are very happy to welcome Veronica London. Veronica.
Thanks, Dad. Glad to be on.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, right now, I'm recently just started working on that movie called No One Will Notice. So that's a lot of fun because I'm dealing with some friends that I've worked with before, maybe about two years ago.
What kind of genre is this movie?
It's definitely thriller. I'm definitely sticking more to like the thriller type roles. It's a little like Dexter. It's one of those kind of twisted films that people have, like, they show one face to the world, but deep down inside they're a completely different person. So it definitely captures both sides of a person, how they can be. And I'm also doing pickup shots for a movie called Lady of the Night, which I actually got injured on that movie about 2 weeks ago when I was shooting it, doing some of the fight sequences, which later led to a broken ankle. And then I was in a cast for about 10 weeks. I just actually got the cast off about a week ago. And now I'm back on set working on things. Yeah, so it's been quite an experience.
Well, at least we know that you're not using body doubles for your fight scenes then.
Oh, my God. Well, in the future, I'm starting to see things a little different now. Now that I've experienced broken bones.
I can't say that I've had the pleasure, and I'm knocking on wood as I say that. But
I'm knocking for you too.
So obviously you're doing your own stunts. Was it a freak accident? Like, is it something random that happened?
Well, it was a sprain at first, like during one of the fight sequences. Because even when you're kicking someone with heels, like if you just don't position it properly, then you can just kind of hurt yourself. Or when you put your foot down, you know, sometimes your ankle kind of slips. But what actually happened was I had some friends that were having a wrap party for a production that they were working on, and they were leaving for Los Angeles. So I was like, oh, I have to go and see them. Meanwhile, I was supposed to be on bed rest, and I was wearing really high heels, and I slipped on a piece of paper while I was going there, and it kind of started to rain, so that slip with the sprain just led to 3 fractures on the ankle.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? So the people were like, she what?
Oh, no, that's awful. So so you've done thrillers before. You've done horror and thrillers before. Do you prefer that genre? Is it something that you
definitely
really like?
Yeah, I like the dramatic movies that have a dramatic twist because it makes people think or just kind of keeps them on their toes, you know, wondering what's going to happen next. So it's definitely my favorite genre to tap into. Horror is great and comedy is great. It's just the other ones I feel like I can click into more of those complex type roles.
Right. Now, how did you wind up getting into acting? Did you get bit by the bug in high school or was it later on?
No, it was actually I wanted to be more on the producer marketing side of things, and then I just started meeting a lot of people and some opportunities came up an opportunity came up for HBO to audition for the show, and then I ended up auditioning with no training whatsoever. It's just kind of a joke for fun. And I booked it, and then that led to another series. And then I got some exposure in magazines, and then music videos came into play, and then the film. So, and then I obviously got the training after because I'm like, okay, this is going somewhere. And then the agents became interested. So, yeah, it wasn't really part of the plan. It kind of just I'm riding the wave still as it goes. Yeah,
you're
it challenges me as a person.
You're a very lucky woman.
Sure. Well, I still work at it. Like, you eventually figure out that it's a tough business and you really got to work at it.
Right.
But how it all started was it kind of just opportunities came up and I go for it, even though I don't even know what's going on half the time. Like, let's see how it goes. And you eventually learn. I like to jump in.
Right, right. So tell us, I know that you're working on No One Will Notice. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis other than just the genre of it? Can you just let us know a little bit about
it? It's about a guy called Sam, who's played by Joseph Kanata. And I think he's also a Canadian actor. And he has the life that most, like, Wall Street people have. Like, he's a good-looking, high position, but he's almost bored because things, you know, he has just about everything. And he finds this little hidden activity that he likes to do with people, which goes sometimes as far as, like, killing them and then, you know, feeding that addiction. But then he comes across these people that also feel like him. Like, there's so many people in the world that, you know, you kind of have everything, but then you numb out or you just don't appreciate the finer things in life, or you actually finally discover yourself and then you change your life. So it's kind of one of those movies that's kind of like a mixture of Saw and then it meets kind of Dexter, because, you know, with the movie like Saw, it's also, you know, it's like, why do you want to be alive? It's like, you don't realize what you have until it's almost taken away. And then it's like, okay, now I want to live.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. It makes you kind of like, you know, wake up.
Thought provoking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are always
good.
Fun.
We'll have to let, We actually have a horror show now with our other hosts, Michael and Jamie, and when that comes out, we'll probably have to have you back on because I'm sure they'll be all over it.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us a little bit about Searching for Angels. That was released not too long ago, correct?
Yeah, that's actually still, they did the first premiere up here in Canada during a festival, but the actual premiere of Vivica is going to happen down in the States. In a couple of months. I played an amnesiac heroin addict in that film, and Vivica, she becomes the lady, my nurse, that rescues me because she has a daughter who has gone through very similar situations, like in the prostitution world, in the addiction world, in the dark world, in the red light district, as they call it. That role in itself has been ultimately my favorite role because it was so dark, but I think if anything, as a person, I just became so much more aware of things and you know, in our society that I haven't been exposed to, and yeah, it just you start to see things a little different as a you start to understand people a little better.
Right.
Or I did. I started to understand them. They do things for survival, but they're so dark in their world that they just don't know anything else.
Has it been getting very good reviews on the circuit?
Yeah, it's been getting good reviews. It was tapped as because you know how people play the comparison game. It's just funny. But the style is very like Memento, like that gritty type, and then kind of like with the Gia, like the character in itself, because she's so like street. And the performance, people were just happy because normally I play very pretty type roles, and then this one I had to shed the weight. Gain the weight. Like when I was my normal weight, I had to look good. And then during my heroin, like ultimate worst state, then I had to drop like about 20 pounds. But that was within like, they give you like such short time. I was like, so we have to shoot these scenes in 30 days. Can you drop 20 pounds? So they look realistic.
Oh,
and you're like, okay. yeah. And if anything, like certain scenes we're shooting in Toronto, where it was like minus 30 weather, like the worst scenes that I had to shoot when I was like working the streets or like shooting up in an alley, it was like the coldest days and I'm in a little skirt, tank top, and obviously they cover you up as soon as they finish shooting, but man, did I have to really concentrate like mind over matter.
I would imagine,
like yeah. I'm like in total distress at that point, but it's because I'm in distress in real life and the camera just kind of picks it up. So that wasn't even acting for a lot of that.
Wow.
But it was
so
fun. It was definitely fun.
Cool. Very cool. Now, the film Lady of the Night, which is the movie that you're getting back into filming now, that one sounds a little self-explanatory, but let us know a little bit about that.
Well, I play an assassin in it, so I kind of take business into my own matters when the police doesn't take care of people or, like, the bad people. And then I usually kind of deal with them
being
so you get to be a, almost like a vigilante superhero type thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Awesome.
But it's nothing that I kind of like do for that title, you know, for, you know, to be an assassin or to take credit as being a hero. I kind of do everything underground, and then people just gradually find out that I take care of these things that for missing files or missing people that, you know, I know people that end up doing these bad things, and then I kind of just take care of that stuff.
Wow. So now both of these movies, are they going to be released on the independent film circuit first, or are they going to be national release in the U.S., or how is it going to be?
I'm actually not sure when it comes to that production. For No One Will Know, I believe it's on a bigger scale, but then because we just started shooting that, so then that won't be coming out till next year.
Okay.
And then I put the other production on hold for about 2 months now, so I think that release date also got changed a bit.
Pushed back,
yeah, they weren't happy.
well, what are you going to do?
Probably shouldn't even be laughing,
because
if they're going to hear this, they're going to be like, oh, Veronica.
Well, you know, there's not much you can do. You get a broken ankle,
no.
You got to take care of it. But
yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
For sure. I got a chance to catch up on sleep, that's for sure. I was working 24/7, so it's like, oh, opportunity.
You're reading your books lately.
Pardon me. Well, it's really funny because, like, then your agents is, like, find a different way to, like, keep you busy. So if it's either for an interview or the branding or, like, so what products are we going to link them to? So it just doesn't stop. You know, it's almost like, oh, so we have this coming up, read this, and all this other stuff. So it's good, though, because,
right.
You know, it keeps you, like, in the game. And for me personally, if I'm not doing something moving forward, I get restless. So.
Yeah. It's a rough job to always be looking for the next thing, too. So it's easy.
Yeah, I'd rather just have things lined up, and it's like, okay, so I don't – to avoid anxiety.
Exactly. It's a different kind of anxiety. It's an anxiety that you can handle because you know that there's something coming up after that. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's really funny because even when I was doing some interviews down in New York City, when I was showing up, like, in crutches in a cast, sometimes I guess people didn't know my situation was so bad that they were like, oh, my God, what is she doing here? Like, they were almost, like, nervous or scared. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'm totally fine. I'll just have a glass of water and let's start this interview. Yeah, so people's faces have been priceless during this experience.
Yeah. Well, Veronica, I don't want to keep you too long because I know that you're busy. But I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk about the movies. And please keep us updated on them because we'd like to get the information out there, especially if they're being released in the U.S., because we do have a lot of U.S. listeners. So we want to make sure that we get that out there, and I'd like to go see the movies myself. So
awesome.
Just purely selfish for me. But definitely would like to keep updated with No One Will Notice because of our horror show, and I'm sure they'll want to have you back on again. And so anyway, I just wanted to wish you best of luck, and thanks again for coming on, and try to take care of that ankle.
Well, thanks, Jess.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.